Hone Harawira is with us. The Waitangi Tribunal received an urgent hearing request earlier this week from Susan Taylor, Hone, Shane Bradbrook and Dr. Amuhia Bolton. Now, the request was in reference to the impending repeal of the Smoke-Free Environments and Regulated Products Smoked Tobacco Amendment Act of last year. The claim's been filed with the Waitangi Tribunal and the Crown has until next Wednesday at 5pm to reply. After that, claimants will have 2 days to respond to the Crown. The judge's instructions outlining the schedule are included. The Tribunal will decide whether to grant an immediate hearing for the claim or hear it later as part of the Y2575 Health Services and Outcomes COPPA inquiry after receiving documentation from all parties. Hone Harawira is with us. Thanks for joining us today. Te tukana tenakwe, Hone.
Morena, brother.
Morena. It's lovely to hear your voice again. This is a very important COPPA. Tell us about taking the case to the Waitangi Tribunal. Why so?
Yeah, to try and put a stop to this madness that has been initiated by the government to stop the legislation from going through to get rid of tobacco. I mean, government's aiming to stop the legislation simply because they want the tax take. Now, tobacco is still bringing in about $1.5 billion a year. Get that again, $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion has been brought in tax by tobacco. And government wants that money because they've promised tax breaks to their rich friends. And so when they were doing the scan, well, where are we going to get this money from? And they had some ideas about what to do, but they couldn't pull it off. So they said, I know what we'll do. We'll just let people keep smoking. We'll let people keep dying. We'll get rid of this legislation. And there you go. We'll have $1 billion. So that's what they've done. It's such a nasty piece of parliamentary work to do it this way. You know, I mean, our view isn't so much that government shouldn't do what they need to do, but the health of New Zealanders should be prioritised at every step. And for us as Māori, definitely so, especially given that the aim of the current legislation is to try and get everybody to stop smoking by the end of 2025. At the moment, Pākehā are targeted to just about get there. Māori are still some way off, but the trend is towards zero. There's still quite a lot to be done, but if this legislation will turn everything back, put the power back in the hands of tobacco companies. And our aim is to try and get the Waitangi Tribunal to try at least put forward a recommendation that this should be stopped.
Tēnā koe, Hone. It's a difficult period, isn't it? At the very same time that you're putting this situation to the Tribunal, the Coalition seem to be going out of their way to discredit the Tribunal, ne?
Yeah, they are. It's part of a raft of legislation to pull back on the treaty articles, to weaken the treaty, to weaken the tribunal, to open up our lands, our forests and our fisheries for those resource capture companies from overseas to come in, quite frank. And our aim and everything that we do should be to try to stop that from happening. I mean, yeah, we really seem to have gone back about 50, 60 years in terms of what's happening. And all of the work that's being done is being undermined by this particular government at this particular time. I mean, Tuku Morgan and Tai Nui have taken the government to court over the nil and the way in which the minimising of the mana of the deal is going to minimise the power of their treaty claim. And, you know, that's going to happen in a whole number of different areas. And, you know, smoking is just a part of it. We're doing what we're doing because smoking kills more Māori in 1 year than were killed in the Second World War. I mean, we laud the efforts of the Māori Battalion in the Second World War. But more of their descendants are killed every single year by bloody tobacco than were killed in the whole of the Second World War. So, yeah, there's every reason why we should be fighting this, and we're doing it the best that we can.
Tēnā koe, how do you think the new Minister of Health can justify these moves?
There's no justification. He'd be the only doctor, who supports this legislation. He's an intelligent man. He's a good doctor. Won't knock him on that sort of stuff. But he's allowed the politics of the situation to dominate what he knows to be true. What he knows to be true. So he's wrong, and doesn't matter what he says about it, he knows he's wrong. He's come up with some sort of justification. I've been trying to track that down. Somebody said he made a speech about it, but bloody rubbish. All of the stuff about black market, it's proven to be false. In fact, you know, with all of the increases in the actions to stop tobacco, there hasn't been any serious black market appearing at all. And the reason why is because our aim is to try to stop people from killing themselves. And, yeah, we just think that he's got it wrong. National's got it wrong. New Zealand First has got it wrong. And the ACT Party have got it wrong. They've got it completely wrong. And the reason why it's so wrong is because they're not doing it for the right reasons. They're doing it for money. All they want is the money. The money, the money, the money. So, yeah, we want to try and stop it. And the claim to the Waitangi Tribunal is just one of a number of steps.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Hone. Obviously, I look towards you as a guy who understands the dynamics that exist at Waitangi annually, and this year you get the feeling that we're going to arrive in force Tangata Whenua, as was seen down at Tūranga Wawa and then Ratana as well. So our people aren't going to be pushed around without arcing up. What are you anticipating next week?
I haven't got a clue. I absolutely haven't got a clue. I mean, steps have been taken by the Iwi Leaders Forum and others to present intelligent cases to government on these various issues, but clearly government's not got a hankering to listen. So, yeah, it could be all kinds of protests, could be all kinds of statements being made at Waitangi this year, and, yeah, so be it.
And so be it. Looking forward to hearing from you from Waitangi as well. We've got a crew going up next week. But I do thank you for your consistency here trying to protect our people through smoke-free legislation that obviously is being reworked, as you say, to get some money for the big end of town. Hone Harawira joining us. He'll be putting this case through to the Waitangi Tribunal. Thanks very much for joining us on the show, Hone. Look forward to our next kōrero.
Kia ora, brother.
Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi. Hone Harawira.